Unions in the American workplace are struggling. At least that's the perception. President Trump has issued an executive order to abolish labor management councils in government, and that could lead to the elimination of collective bargaining agreements. But some industries, including journalism, are seeing a few examples of a renewed push in favor of unionizing. So what is the real condition of unions across the country? With me to talk about that is Philip Dine. He's a journalist and author of State of the Unions. Philip, how are unions doing in the U.S., both in terms of reality and perception?
Part of labor's problem is the divergence between those two, the reality and the perception. I would say the perception is broadly that labor is declining and becoming less and less relevant. I'd say the reality is that labor is declining and becoming more important than ever for the country and for its own members, that it reversed that decline.
One thing that struck me is the idea that, yes, if labor is considered, at least by certain areas of the country or certain political groups, to not be as relevant, why does it seem like unions are under attack? It's an interesting dichotomy there, isn't it?
Well, it's a very good point. When I wrote my book in 2008, people said, why did you write about labor? Nobody cares about labor. It's in decline. It's irrelevant. And so I was largely not on the defensive, but trying to explain why it's so relevant. When the attacks on labor that you alluded to really roared up in about 2012-13 with Scott Walker in Wisconsin, the attack on, especially on public sector unions, and I wrote a sequel to my book, a revised edition, and what I said in the foreword there was nobody could any longer claim that labor is irrelevant, because if labor were truly in inevitable decline and irrelevant, why would its foes spent so much time, energy, and resources to defeat a movement that no longer mattered.
Mm-hmm.
So you're exactly right. Labor matters more than ever because of what's happening to average people.
There is this feeling that the unions have been devalued to such an extent, or is this a case of one political party going after unions so much that the middle class even thinks that unions can't help them because they're somehow a threat or they're doing something wrong? Why do you think that changed? What do you think caused all this to happen?
Labor reached its high point in the mid to late 50s when it had about 37% of the workforce organized. And at that point, when a Jimmy Hoffa, not the current president of the Teamsters, but the prior one, negotiated, for example, a nationwide contract for truckers, it brought millions of people into the middle class, because labor had such strength that when it negotiated a good contract, other employers, even non-union ones, had to follow suit to keep their employees and to attract new ones. But labor gradually declined from the late 50s on, largely the result of external factors having to do with trade and so on. But that decline became rapid in the early 80s when Ronald Reagan broke the Air Traffic Controllers Union, because that gave a signal to employers who until then had regarded unions as a necessary evil. In other words, they were part of the family, they were part of the deal, you had to deal with them, you may not like them, but you didn't question their legitimacy, their right to exist. But Ronald Reagan sent a message to employers that the old rules don't apply, you now can challenge the very existence of unions. So that's what happened.
Is President Trump just following in the footsteps to some extent of what you were talking about with President Reagan?
Not since President Reagan has a Republican done as well with not only blue-collar folks, but even union folks. He probably won close to half. And the difference is that whereas Reagan captured them for cultural reasons, patriotism, the flag burning, things, social conservative issues, Trump actually cut into the union rhetoric on economics, and that's why he captured them. He talked about trade deals. He talked about the deindustrialization and the shipping overseas of jobs from America. One of the arguments I make in my book and whenever I speak to unions is that they, in my view, they need to get a little bit out of the political fight, stand back a little, and they need to, again, I'm going to go back to where I started. They need to tell America, have a conversation with the public. Tell the public why a strong labor movement is not only in the interest of workers, but even of the country as a whole.
Is labor, even a weakened labor movement, still in a strong enough position now to, if as a whole, It's ducks in a row. Is there a good enough message there where if you're saying if they were able to get the message out in a better way, they could still have a big impact?
Very good point. I'd answer that in two ways. One is that labor's strength politically has declined less than its strength in negotiations or in striking, and that was kind of in collective bargaining, because those depend on numbers and on resources, and that's where labor's declined. But in terms of politics, you know, Barack Obama probably wouldn't have won twice without labor, because labor still turns out in primaries and turns out in elections. About one quarter of all households have a union member, and they vote disproportionately high and disproportionately for Democrats. So they still have a big impact. The reason employers want to keep unions out of the workforce, it's because when workers are represented by unions, they get better benefits, better pay, more say at the workplace, better safety, better vacations, overtime, and so on. And when that happens, not only are the workers better off, but they spend more money and corporations benefit. So everybody benefits when unions are strong, and that's a pretty compelling case to make if labor would focus on making that case rather than it's strike by strike or case by case issues or always putting all its resources into politics.
Philip Dine is a journalist and the author of State of the Unions.